This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, DJ Valdez just throwing haymakers playing silly Iron Maiden early in the show. I give you a golf clap for that. We are the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Your boy Flakes has not one, not two, not three, a four-pack of new Iron Maiden t-shirts heading his way to celebrate their new album release. So, yes, I'm freshening up the wardrobe.
Haven't you said before you already had like 13 of them?
I think I have like 15. So I'm gonna.
So you'll be up to 19 Iron Maiden t-shirts? I don't even think I own 20 t-shirts. Oh. You have 20 Maiden t-shirts.
I will once this package arrives.
Do you remember the picture of his bathtub with all the shoes?
Yeah,
it's like 20 years old, but it's an epic
I remember the socks. Remember he threw like all the unmatched socks in his living room?
I did that.
And it covered like the entire floor.
I was trying to find matches.
Like if I don't find a match within a week or two, sometimes I'll keep an unmatched sock in my sock drawer. And then the next time I do the laundry, if I don't match it up, it's out.
Yeah. My wife did something brilliant, and I'm the only one, apparently. I think she does occasionally. She just gave us all safety pins. I think that's what they're called, right?
Sure.
And so I pin my socks. Nobody else does it. But so when you do the laundry, my socks are money. They're all together. I never lose a sock. I solved that riddle. The rest of my family, though, donks. They don't do it. They don't do the safety pin.
I don't safety pin my socks. If you,
so you're using
a
safety pin that's metal.
A money metal safety pin.
Why? Is that bad?
It just seems like a lot of effort before
I have a cup in my closet with all safety pins. And so when I disrobe my hogs out, I take my socks off, pin them, throw them in the hamper.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, you're like an anal
guy. I get made fun of, but I kind of organize when I put stuff in the dishwasher. Okay. I don't just throw the forks and knives and spoons together because they have separate things. I just put all the forks in one, and it's easier to take them out.
Serial killer.
That's
level.
A little different.
It's exactly the same.
No, but I don't lose socks. It's my wife kind of told me to do this about 4 or 5 years ago. Now I get like anxiety if we run out of safety pins. Because I know I'll lose the sock.
No, I'll lose socks, but I'm not going to keep them for years like cakes. If I don't match it up in like a couple of weeks,
I've gotten
then
better.
Out.
I toss them. I just toss it. It pains me to just take a big bag filled
with unmatched
socks.
I can't do like good socks.
And just throw them
away.
I'll
be honest. Yeah. I buy a lot of my socks at Costco. And the ones that I always buy are like these, I think they're Adidas, and they have like some stripes on the bottom. So if I don't get two blue stripes, if I do the laundry and only one blue stripe comes out,
you know what my daughters will do? Both of them will do. My son, actually, all my kids will do this. They'll wear mismatched socks. They don't care.
I've done it.
They don't care. It tilts
me. I've definitely done that. 100%.
I mean, I've done it out of emergency.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would ruin my day. It would just make my whole day feel awkward if I was wearing mismatched socks.
I wish I had worn mismatched socks. I think it was last week. I have a pair of socks that they're not no-shows, but they're not quite like. They're not fully up your calf socks. They're a weird, like, in between.
Mid-calf.
I don't even know if they're that, but they're too high to be. No, they're like shorter than that. And Drab T-Shirt saw them when I was sitting in the producer studio last week. And
you remember?
I could tell. He was just looking like down towards my feet. And I know that he was drawn to my weird, like, off-gray socks.
It was a weird look.
A little too high. And I regretted it as soon as I walked into the studio and I felt Drab's glare on my socks.
Well, I'll wear mixed match socks every once in a while because it's like I'm putting socks on in the dark at 4:05 in the morning.
Right.
Like, do I really care?
Yeah,
that
you
much?
Don't care.
No, but it just feels
different
awkward.
Colored ones.
Like if you're sitting somewhere and you're wearing one black and one white or something, or whatever, one Adidas and one Nike, I think as long as they're the same color, you're fine.
Like if you're wearing like a green sock and a white sock, that's gonna be a weird.
No, my kids will do that. They don't care. They'll wear like my youngest daughter. She'll wear it, but now they're like ankle socks.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the ankle socks will have like a pink heel. The other one have a green heel.
Yeah,
and even that tilts me.
Right.
It makes me crazy.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
But that means probably.
Why are you laughing?
That means that your laundry is making a lot of noise, like the metal clanging around.
Well, actually, here's where I would be
worried.
I
think it makes a lot of noise anyway.
I'd be worried that you're throwing a bunch of metal into your dryer to get heated up. Like,
is that a fire hazard?
I'm very paranoid about like if we leave my house and the dryer is on.
You shouldn't do that.
I turn it off.
Yeah. We've had I've had a fire in my dryer before.
Yeah, I'm not having a dryer fire while your boy flakes out.
But it's from the pins. It's
probably not. It's from the lint building up that you didn't take
out
too
much, and you gotta blow out the lint. See, I'm not a hairy homeowner that does stuff.
Right.
So every 7 or 8 years, this always happens to me. The tube or whatever, the exhaust tube, it gets filled up with lint and exhaust crap, and if you don't blow that out every few years, you're going to have a fire in your dryer.
Right. That's why.
So I have a twice a decade fire in my dryer.
Yeah, and that can burn your full-on house down, too.
Yeah. About every 5 years, I have a fire in a dryer.
I've never once worried about having a laundry machine.
I worry about it.
Or a dryer, and I know.
It's a number one thing. It's known you don't leave your house with your dryer
on. About to leave the house, and I hear the clanking of the dryer, I go and I just pop the door open.
Yeah.
Not on my watch.
We do it a lot, but it's a no-no.
I actually like doing those things sometimes either when I walk in or walk out because it's doing the job while I'm out. Like, make sure that there's clothes moving at that point.
Mm. Yeah.
That's just me.
What about when you're sleeping?
Sleeping, yeah, I mean, we do that. My wife will put stuff in and go upstairs. But, I mean, it's still bad. Now you have fire alarms and stuff, so if there is a fire, you know, you'll be awake, you'll be able to handle it. But if you're not at the house, you can't. There's nothing you can do, right?
It's going to burn down.
This is burning your house down.
This is probably an unpopular opinion, but I don't care. Is it wrong to have, like, an indentured servant living in your house just to do laundry? Because I feel like it would make your life a lot better.
I would give somebody a room.
You know what I'm saying?
In the basement.
Like, yes, you could live here rent-free.
You would also run out your room.
You got free room and board.
Yeah.
But you know you can't do drugs in my house.
Right.
You got to be like
you
a clean
even
liver.
You can eat my food, but just do all the laundry.
Yeah, be a clean liver.
Start to
but
finish.
If you're willing to do my laundry and do the dishes.
Yeah. Can they use a different part of your house besides the room? Like are they allowed to wander around?
I might give them the whole basement. I don't
Ooh,
even.
That's
the media room.
It's a good call.
Media room has been trashed since the pandemic hit because I've got wires and lights and it's trashed. The media room is trash.
So the answer is yes.
So you would let someone live in your basement.
If
they had a laundry chute right down to the room and they would.
I think I would fold all the laundry and
took it up to our room.
Now, I would thoroughly vet this person to make sure they didn't murder me at 3 a.m.
And what are your requirements for this guy or gal?
It would probably have to be like one of those Russian chicks, right?
Well, you can't have some random guy folding D's silky panties.
No, I would think it would be like, what do you call those things when people have those nannies or whatever?
You're going to answer one day.
It would have to be like a Russian au pair.
Yeah, I mean, you can hire somebody. Make more money. Hire somebody.
You
don't really
want
to pay for it.
I mean, I'll tell you this.
I'll give you free room.
During my law school years, because my mom had a housekeeper that came twice a week. And one of her days was, I think, Mondays. And when I would come home
but
on the weekends.
She would do laundry for you.
Yeah,
guys.
When I would come home,
yeah,
on,
ours don't
I would
do
come
laundry.
Home from Philadelphia with yeah. a full basket of laundry. And I would leave it there.
Yeah.
And then the next week when I came, it was all folded and nice.
This is juicy. I mean, he's trying to act like he wasn't the most spoiled person that we grew up with. Are you kidding me?
The four of us, he was by far.
I mean,
close.
Please.
Right, so this person living with you,
yeah.
is yes. he or she allowed to like eat dinner with the family?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you would welcome this person into your family.
If they're doing my underwear.
Because of the...
my
the,
duty
feel,
underwear.
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't you feel embarrassed with your skid marks all over?
I actually, who cares? I'm telling you, it's a rare event if I have a skid mark. That's a rare thing.
I mean, yeah.
And then,
I mean, I
did you guys wipe? Like skid marks? Like,
I'm so hey, thorough like back there. Although I will say, when I was coming back from Albany this weekend, I was ripping.
That's a 7-hour ride.
It was. I was ripping the deadliest farts.
Hey,
like they were so.
While you were a passenger,
it was yes.
A lot of fiber.
Oh, my hey. Wife. So that my wife and daughter were so bitter.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Toxic.
What are you going to do when your au pair is cleaning your tree T-shirt that you use to wipe stuff down with? Yeah, your towel.
Right. Well, I mean,
Tree was tweeting us. I guess he got interviewed at the Wisconsin
this
game.
Shirt is,
I figured him out, by the way.
What is his deal?
He's a media whore.
Yeah. Oh, he's calling every show.
He was bragging about being on some Minneapolis sports radio station, about being interviewed about his tour, and then he's on TV. I know he's stopping people.
He likes to scoop ADs.
Yeah, like he's
Oh, he's an AD machine.
I think so. Yeah.
Hey, I
think
we got caught up in it. I need to mark off Maryland off this list because I went over last weekend.
You won't do it.
You got your Sharpie.
I've got a regular pen right here.
Get a Sharpie. Get a Sharpie.
But wouldn't that be
a ballpoint?
Wouldn't that be embarrassing, Eric?
What?
You got stains on your T-shirt.
Well, do they really know? I don't really know what it looks like in the laundry. I mean, but once I'm done with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know what it looks like.
I think mankind's biggest mistake was white briefs.
Like, well, I don't do that.
It's a terrible look.
How did that ever happen?
Well, I have my black. I don't wear white.
Well, nobody does anymore, yeah. Unless you're 85.
Yeah.
There's my marked off.
Yeah, he just.
There we go.
Did you square it?
I squared it.
Yeah.
I squared it.
Yeah.
All right. He did like a Scantron sheet back in the day.
That's going to be the only one marked.
The only one. I'm not going anywhere else. I'm going to College Park, baby.
Right, right. Oh, that's hilarious.
So you wanted to bring up TikTok. Was your tease during the break?
There's no time.
Can I tell you something about TikTok? Let me just tell you something. We were at dinner yesterday, or lunch, with my in-laws, and my mom came over for lunch. And we were in Bowie, actually, for a little bit. And my father-in-law, right, who's probably like a Ricky Sanders, okay? He's on TikTok.
Wow. Gum's on TikTok?
He was telling me that he uses TikTok for recipes. He says that he loves all the cooking shtick that they do where they make all the crazy things, and he'll go from there and make
something. Well, the crux of the story, I sent this last night, was that though more users are still using YouTube for videos. I believe YouTube has 2 billion users worldwide. TikTok's creeping up, has like 700 million viewers worldwide, but the average viewer is now watching TikTok longer than YouTube. So it's surpassed in terms of the amount of time. And, you know, we've brought up, my daughter has this popular TikTok. I wasn't even aware. It wasn't even at 100,000 a couple months ago. Now it's at 235,000.
I looked at her. She actually does a funny bit.
She does. She does a bunch of funny. She's very creative. I'll give her credit.
The one I like the best is when she interviews her brother.
Yes, my picky brother.
Who hates it. And he looks like he had showered in a month.
Yeah.
And
he does a very deadpan delivery.
Couldn't be more disinterested.
He bribes her to do it. I mean, she bribes him.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
literally will say, "I'll pay for your Chick-fil-A if you do this."
Hey, yeah. There you go.
Works. But I did one video. It has over 200,000 views. Had 18,200 likes for me just doing stupid crumble cookie reviews.
You should say, end everyone with, check out the junk on Odyssey. Odyssey.com.
Get that Odyssey app, baby.
I mean, you get 200,000 views.
It's absurd.
Download the Odyssey app, please.
Like, and then the people would say, should the junkies on TikTok? I kind of think we're too old for it. But if Gung Gung is doing it.
Gung Gung.
Gung Gung. Sorry.
You say it the way my mom says.
Gung Gung.
You gotta
Gung
learn.
Gung. It's not in my vocabulary.
But no, there are volleyball moms right? So they're our age, right? Late 40s, early 50s, whatever. And I was sending pictures of the team that I took, and they were sending me back TikTok videos that they were taking.
Right.
The moms. So the moms are on TikTok.
I just know that and Cakes can speak to it. He has a 17-year-old or 16-year-old.
My youngest is 17, yeah.
Mine's 14. Like, the way that they consume media is so different than us. Like, my son barely watches TV. Now, a game, because he's a sports fan, he'll watch games on TV.
No, it's official.
But everything else
my
is on his phone.
My 18-year-old daughter, who's at Cornell, watches zero
right.
TV. Like, zero.
Right.
If she watches anything, she'll watch, like, Grey's Anatomy on Netflix.
Right. They'll stream it.
And then my youngest also watches zero TV. She'll watch, like, HGTV stream.
Right, but she's probably watching TikTok all the time.
Oh, well, yeah. Apparently my wife okayed Snapchat with her, which I thought we were waiting, or, you know, I don't know. But apparently there's no waiting anymore. Kids just right. do whatever they want. Right. She's in seventh grade. And she's got 9 billion. She's Snapchatting all day now.
Yeah.
Hey, how much college football did you guys watch on Saturday?
I mean, I watched basically the whole Terps game, and then I watched some at night.
Well, speaking of TikTok, did you guys know that Applebee's is taking that song that went viral on TikTok, and they're doing a commercial with it, and it's tilting everyone because they run it every 5 seconds?
Was unaware.
Can you tell me when we come back? Can you tell me all about it? Because I don't even know what you're talking about. I watched the Notre Dame game, and I watched 3/4 of the Maryland game.
So you didn't notice the Applebee's commercial?
I saw an Applebee's commercial.
I don't watch the commercials. The only one I noticed.
But I didn't know that it was from TikTok.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw
so,
that.
How could you not? So it went viral. Like, everyone's doing a TikTok dance to this stupid song.
Right, I saw that.
And so Applebee's is running it probably once every break. I don't know. They must have some sponsorship. And it's tilting everyone because the song is getting on everyone's nerves. And
how long has it been popular on TikTok? Like a week? And
probably like
sick
a month.
Of it?
Yeah.
By the way, am I
the only one that was tilted by it?
I don't watch the commercial.
Every 5 seconds. Bother me that
it
much.
Didn't bother me.
My brain checks out. The only commercial I noticed was because someone mentioned it on social media was the Dr. Pepper commercial with Joe Theismann got pummeled.
That's
the only one I noticed.
And his hair is basically black. He has the darkest dye job I've ever seen.
That's silly.
Hey, look, he's in his 70s, man. That's
I'm
what
jealous.
You do.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, coming up a bit later in the show at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Sam Monson. It's a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. He's their lead analyst. We'll talk NFL with him at 9 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So who knew that Mike Greenberg was such the Washington football team mark? He's very high on the football team as they're about to set sail on their 2021 campaign this Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff.
I did the JP. I Tom Glancy'd it, so I didn't listen to the audio. I know you have the full audio here. It looks like it's like 2 minutes long or something where he does the whole thing. Do me a favor. Let's play this audio. Want to hear his rationale, and then we can go around and take, maybe, you know, hopefully people will chime in. Are you Team Greeny or are you Team JP? JP's gone on record that he thinks they're essentially going to be about the same or slightly worse than last year.
Not just
year.
Me. I mean, Jason feels that way as well.
I may not be quite Team Greeny, but I'm way closer to his team than I am to JP's.
Well, I haven't heard it yet.
Drab, what was your record prediction?
My record prediction is 7-10.
Yeah, I mean, right, he's so right there with
all
me.
All right, so team JP, Jason, and Drab that thinks nothing's changed, they're not any better. I reject that out of hand.
Drab thinks that Fitz is a bum, and he'll always just be mediocre, and he's going to throw three picks a game, and he's going to get benched.
It's the stench of Fitz.
His anti-Fitz
bias is killing you. Well, the problem is that Fitz is better than the other donks they had.
Yeah, yeah, but I think their schedule last year, he's way better.
The
schedule is tougher.
He's way better than Alex Smith or Haskins or any of the other trash that they were peddling out there.
I'm still a little bit in the. They got great talent on defense, some great young playmakers. I'm also a little bit still in the pontoon Ron boat,
which is
overrated.
He's just kind of a, you know.
That's our weekly guest.
He mailed it in a few times last year.
I know, but then all of a sudden he started going for it.
Hey, Scott Brooks was our weekly guest, too.
Well, I didn't turn on Scott until the very end.
We've had a lot of weekly guests that are no longer in this market,
right?
Okay, over the years.
Yeah. I was loyal to Scott for years, but at the very end I bailed on him. All right, let's hear Green. I haven't heard this.
Now, the NFL gets so much attention all year round that it is hard to imagine it could ever have a secret as well-kept as the Washington football team is headed into this year. Caesars has them at 25-1 to win the NFC. Even Vegas doesn't see this as coming, and it is. The formula is there, and it's proven recently. They are the 49ers of 2 years ago. Start with the quarterback, who has been far more magic than tragic of late. These are the numbers. The last three seasons, Ryan Fitzpatrick has a higher completion percentage than Tom Brady. He has a higher touchdown percentage than Dak Prescott. He has a higher QBR than Deshaun Watson. He's been very good, and his new team is sneaky loaded. It won an admittedly bad division last year with the worst quarterback play in the sport. They were 32nd out of 32 teams. The top receiver is a stud. You barely know him. His name is 25-year-old Terry McLaurin. He has more than 2,000 yards in two seasons, playing with Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum, Alex Smith, Kyle Allen, and Colt McCoy. The running back is 23-year-old Antonio Gibson. He had over 1,000 yards from scrimmage and 11 touchdowns, starting just 10 games as a rookie. And the defense? It may very well be the best in the entire sport. They had the best pass rush in the league the second half of last season. They sacked Tom Brady three times in a playoff game. He was only sacked three more times total in the three playoff games that followed. And then finally, the coach, he's a winner. Ron Rivera won the division last year while battling cancer and made the playoffs four times in 5 years in Carolina. So again, the formula, good enough quarterback play, dominant defensive line, coach who knows how to win. That was San Francisco two seasons ago, and that team wound up in the Super Bowl. So if this one does that at the end of this year, just remember, you absolutely should have seen it coming.
How about that, Cakes? How about them apples?
I do like how he cherry-picked all of the Fitz stats.
I love it.
I love that. I got to readjust
my shorts.
Look, heart sign. Love, 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 love.
I put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Are the Washington football team, the 49ers of 2 years ago, and the best-kept secret in the NFL, which is what Mike Greenberg assesses.
I actually think that Mike has been secretly listening to the show because he essentially articulated every point that I've made about this team in the offseason. We kept bringing it up. I've been saying the last 2 years. He extended it to the last 3 years for Fitz.
I'm starting to think that a lot of these national media guys that are high on Washington listen to the show.
They've been listening.
Right?
They've been listening to
us. They're drinking our Kool-Aid.
I mean, he literally articulated every point that I've been making in the offseason. That Fitzpatrick is a huge upgrade over some of the worst quarterback play in NFL in recent times.
And none of us are saying that he has to be Patrick Mahomes.
He just has to be average.
Just be the 15th best quarterback.
Yes.
And it elevates this offense so much if that's the case.
And I happen to agree with him.
Just be average.
But what McLaurin has done with the garbage that's been thrown in balls is incredible. I happen to think that running backs are overrated, but Gibson actually has a pretty unique skill set. Like him. What Logan Thomas, did he even mention Logan Thomas? He didn't even mention him.
And he didn't mention
Samuel.
That when Fitz sits down to dinner, here's what he does. He bypasses the salt, and he grabs the pepper shaker. He takes the pepper shaker. You know what he does? He just douses his number one receiver with pepper. Right. Just pepper, pepper, pepper everywhere. Right. That's what he does. You think that's not going to happen to Terry McLaurin and to Logan Thomas this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that is what's going to happen.
Look, I'm actually
giddy over here.
I'm probably more concerned about the defense than I am the offense. How about that?
that's quite a leap.
I'm not trying to be a hot take guy, but I've always felt like in the last 2 years or so that the Washington defense been rated a little higher than how I felt like they performed. In other words, we didn't necessarily get stops when we had to get stops.
The stats were misleading.
Maybe
is what you're
a
saying.
Little bit misleading. So, you know, this team's been low offensively. They only can go up.
Well, I mean, he pointed to 3 sacks against Tom Brady, and that's accurate. They also gave up 500 yards.
That is true.
They also gave up a ton of yards on the ground. It wasn't just Tom Brady through the air to Mike Evans and Godwin and all of their receivers. It was running backs gouging them. And I think they are an overrated defense. I think they have a good defense. You know, if Sweat and Chase Young can combine for more than 24 sacks, I think they're going to have a really good year.
It's hard.
I'd be disappointed if they don't get to 12 each.
Number 1 or number 5 rated defense with a linebacking core that sort of, like, they haven't accomplished that much. That linebacking core is pretty shaky. And by the way, did I miss something? That I thought they were going to scan the waiver wires and sign a guy. Did they sign a linebacker to the active roster?
I don't think they have yet.
To upgrade that crew? Because that is a shaky crew.
Why don't we open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. You just heard Mike Greenberg say that he believes the Washington football team are the 49ers of 2 years ago, meaning the 49ers kind of came out of nowhere with Kyle Shanahan and made a run all the way to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G at quarterback. Is Washington poised to do the same thing this year? Are they the best kept secret in the NFL?
They might be.
It's almost hard for me to say.
It's hard to be the best kept secret, though, when you have Louis Riddick hyping them up, when you have Eisen hyping them up, you have Greeny hyping them up.
You have Valdez hyping them up. I was the first one, by the way.
I just want to go on record.
I haven't bailed.
You bailed for a little while.
What do you mean?
I felt like in the last few weeks,
I've been
softened.
Dude, do not.
But you've been so pro Ravens that you're going back to your anti Skins.
Now, to counter that,
I've been noticing that.
Now, the only Fitz crowd here thought you softened on Fitz a
little
bit.
Yeah, you're the one who softened on Fitz.
Look, I just know that Fitz is going to be up and down, but he's a massive upgrade over the, I'll say it, trash we've had at quarterback. And
you're
no disrespect to them as human beings.
No, it's trash.
Alex Smith is a far superior human being than me. But he actually was a poop quarterback here in D.C. He was garbage. So we've dramatically upgraded. I don't even want to talk about Haskins and the other guys.
Please.
All right. 800-636-1067. Are you team Greeny or are you team J.P. Drabby and Lurch? The keep it safe, especially Lurch. Never go out on a limb. Never. Right? I mean, when was the last time Lurch went out on a limb?
Here's what I say to that contingent. These are my people. They are booing you roundly.
Evie doesn't like booing. The booers.
That's okay. These are my people.
I'm not a booing guy. Yeah.
It's outrageous to believe that Fitzpatrick's mediocre. Sorry.
Well, mediocre
outrageous.
Is better than the garbage
he's average.
They've had here the last couple
he's
years.
He's an average NFL quarterback, and you would take that with just the worst quarterback play ever.
The last 3 years, he's been way better than average. In fact, he's been darn near elite in certain instances over the last 3 years. You can point to certain categories. We're like
he got benched last year.
I mean, QBR, you could put him in the top 5 in the last 2.
He got benched last year.
He got
that's because they had a plan. They had a plan.
If he was so silly,
bonus,
if he was
baby.
No, if he was so
they
silly,
had,
and they were off to a 6-1 start, you think they would
have
benched him?
JP,
I think
you
the die was cast.
Nuance. They had an edict from ownership that said Tua has to play at some point.
Yeah,
that die was cast from day one.
Okay, I understand that was part of the equation, but if somebody plays so well, they can become unbenchable.
I think they were idiots for playing Tua. If they had played Fitz the entire season, they would have made the playoffs.
Oh, really? Because Tua had a better starting record than
right.
Fitz.
I don't care.
I do remember.
The team with Tua. He
went like
7-3
or something.
Yeah. Don't give him facts. Don't give him facts on his guy.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Valdez.
All right. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Are you team Greeny or are you team Poo-Poo?
I don't like Greeny that much, but I'm Team Greeny here.
All right. Tua went 6-3. Fitz hasn't done that one time in his career.
I don't attribute wins to quarterbacks. That's dumb.
Thank you, Cakes.
All right.
Let's archaic. Go to Mo. Really? Tom Brady?
It's old school. Dinosaur thinking is what's happening.
So Tom Brady just luck boxed into 7 Super Bowls?
You guys are dinosaurs when it comes to that.
Why don't you look at the winningest QBs of all time? They're all pretty good.
You guys are dinosaurs attributing those two things together.
Alex Smith had a pretty good winning percentage here. And he was hot garbage. Hot, smelly garbage. That we inhale every day here. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
I get it. I understand the formula. I like the way he put that out there. It sounded amazing. But I've been a Redskins fan for 39 years now. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we haven't been F for 20 now. So it's hard for me to jump off the deep end. I mean, I'm always a half-full kind of guy. I've always had an optimistic point of view on my skins. But I'd much rather be surprised with the outcome of this season rather than let down.
I know, but that's just because you're protecting your feelings and everything. Like, you look rationally based. Greeny made a great case.
Yes, I think we should be better. Yes, we have the pieces in place. Yes, we have the leadership. Now it seems like we have organizational structure. So, yes, I feel like our organization is headed in the right direction. We should be better this year. We have the parts. We have the weapons. We have better quarterback play. It's just hard for me to jump off the deep end, fellas. I mean, that's just where I am in the situation.
All right. Thank you, Mo.
We'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067 on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Are you Team Greeny? Are you Team JP / Jason / Drabby, where you're not buying into the hype onto the Washington football team? We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus lead analyst, will join us. We'll talk some NFL Week 1 with him. So looking forward to reacquainting ourselves with the guys from Pro Football Focus as we did last season. It's always fun. But right now we're taking your calls at 800-636-1067 on the Gambit DC listener lines. We just listened to the audio of Mike Greenberg from ESPN, who's basically saying this Washington football team is the Niners of 2 years ago, where they've got all of the pieces to make a run. Are you buying into his take, or are you more muted on the expectations for this Washington football team, like JP, like Drab, like Bishbuck?
Let me just say, I hope I'm wrong. I hope they start off rolling. I hope Fitzpatrick has a 4-touchdown game, followed by a 3-touchdown game, followed by a 5-touchdown game. They get out of the gates ridiculously hot. I just don't expect it. And nothing in the preseason changed my mind. I understand he barely was on the field, didn't have Curtis Samuel, but I just don't see this hugely. Will they be better offensively? Yes. But as I mentioned, the other factors, I think, are going to hold this team back from just taking off and going to a 12-5.
What other factors?
That they're facing better teams with better quarterbacks this year.
That's true. I mean, I can't argue that. But I think that the offense will be markedly better.
Right, but you can still lose. Like, I think there's nuance. You can be a better team and still maybe have a worse record just based on your schedule.
I generally agree with that.
Or you could be a better team and have a better record.
But I think typically, if you're
better. I'm open to that possibility.
Typically, if you're better, your record reflects it. Typically.
Well, couldn't you make the argument that the defense improved if they're seeing also improved quarterback play?
Yes.
I mean, I think you can make that, but I still question the linebacker core. And especially with Jamie Davis, like that, he's an inexperienced guy. He's athletic as hell, but
maybe Jackson's going to make a difference if he's a true shutdown corner.
Well, no, I was just picking apart the argument that, well, the defense is remaining the same, but the quarterback play that they see during the year is far superior or a lot better.
So the defense could also get better.
Yes, the defense can also get better.
Right, but I do question that. I do. I mean, I don't know.
The defense can get better. Look, they got Ioannidis back, which is depth. I like Ioannidis a lot.
You know what a lot of people are kind of glancing over? Hmm. It's the fact that the offense will help the defense. Do you know how many times last year the
by sustaining some drives.
The inept offense couldn't move the ball.
Right.
A million three and outs.
It should be fresher.
The field position was atrocious for the defense the entire year. And then being able to you're more likely to make a team punt if they have to start on their own 20 as opposed to starting on their 50 the entire time.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to Russ in Reston. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Russ, what's up, buddy? Are you team Greeny or team
Deezy?
Yeah, team JP and Drab and Lurch, team Downer.
All right, so I am actually a mix of both. I'm actually on team EB
this. All right.
Yes, I buy some of the hype, but I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid all the way like Greeny is, okay? And I'm not all the way with, you know, Debbie Downers like JP Drab and Bish, but I am EB because I'm 100% worried about our linebackers and even our secondary. Run-wise, can they stay disciplined and stay in their lanes? Are the linebackers really about that life to stop the run? And can the secondary get a stop on third down? Those are my worries. Offensively, I think again we're better than we were last year. And you guys make some great comments with regard to our offense will help our defense out. And bottom line, Tressway is our best player. I'm all right. I'm out.
All right, thank you. Well, unfortunately, that has been true.
You love Tressway, but if you're
I would say Chase Young
player,
is your best player.
Right.
All right, let's go to
Montez Sweat.
Let's go to Eric in Orange. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Eric, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
Morning, Junks.
What's up, man?
I'm team realistic. Your running back has turf toe. Your free agent receiver has a groin, and he hadn't played. Your quarterback's 38. 38 of your quarterbacks don't have their best seasons on their newest team.
How do you think Tom Brady did last year?
Yeah,
That's Tom Brady.
His season went pretty well.
I'm saying he's an older quarterback on a new team.
I don't think anyone's asking Fitz to be Tom Brady.
Yeah,
everyone's looking at the fact that they had the 32nd ranked quarterback play last year,
right?
And any kind of improvement on that would help the offense.
If you think Fitzpatrick's going to make the offense better, that means he's playing Fitzpatrick, chucking it down the field. That's not going to help the defense. The defense is going to be on the field more because you don't have a running game. You're going to be chucking the ball. The defense is going to get worn out by being on the field too much.
How do they not have a running game? You don't think Antonio Gibson can shoulder the load in year two? He did pretty well.
Everybody wants Fitzpatrick to be chucking the ball down the field. That's how you're going to be good this year, you think. But you didn't even score a touchdown with your first team offense.
Ah, it's preseason.
It means nothing.
It's bad.
It means nothing.
Touchdowns mean something. Every other team in the league scoring touchdowns. Every other quarterback throwing touchdown passes.
Really?
Yours.
Really? Like 10 of them didn't even play.
All the rookies threw touchdown passes.
Right.
All of them. Fitzpatrick couldn't throw a touchdown pass.
Fitzpatrick's proven enough he didn't need to throw touchdown
passes. He's not
passes.
Proven enough. He gets benched every year. He's 38. He's going to get hurt.
I hate to go this cliche route, but are you just simply a Cowboys? Eric, are you simply a Cowboys fan? Is that the deal?
Negative. 49ers fan.
Oh, you're
speaking of Cowboys, the Cowboys are playing Tampa Bay on Thursday, not you guys. I thought y'all played Tampa Bay and you almost beat them. How come y'all aren't playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday? It's the Cowboys instead of y'all.
Because they're a more glamorous team.
Yeah, that's national.
7-10 at the best.
Okay.
I don't think that's a stretch.
At most.
By the way, so far.
Turf toe, Curtis Samuel, growing old quarterback.
So far, you can.
He might be right. He was butt annoying.
69%.
But he's just
terribly annoying.
So far, 69% disagree that Washington is this year's 49ers of 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's reasonable.
I'm not over here saying that I think they're going to the Super Bowl, but I think the offense will be much improved and led by Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah,
because, again, our retinas were burned with some of the worst quarterback play you've ever seen in your lifetime. Here over the last two seasons.
All right, let's go to Bob calling from the worst beach in the world.
Oh, no, man.
Myrtle
it's great.
Beach.
It's great down here. Every morning it's sunny and it's warm and it's just great.
Are you in Poo Poo Myrtle or sillier, probably less poo poo, North Myrtle?
Well, okay, I'll translate that. I think the Skins are going to be a little bit better this year. And it's very
Myrtle.
Simple. very, very simple reasons why. The defense is going to be better. You can't really argue that. The additions are much better. The offense, the offensive line is going to be better. Their playmaking ability is going to be better. And you really, seriously cannot say that Fitzpatrick isn't a major upgrade over Alex Smith. And if you look at his numbers in recent years, you see that what he's done very well when he's with a decent team. When he's with bad teams, he doesn't do as well. And that's not hard to blame him. Now, the reason they're not going to be like 10 and 7 is that their schedule really is brutal.
So I do think they have a difficult schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. The additions they've made will make them more improved than the tougher schedule will drag them down.
Bob, do you live in North Myrtle or regular old Hurting Myrtle?
North Myrtle.
Oh, okay. All right. Supposedly a little bit nicer. I give you that.
Yes,
all right. Thank you, Bob.
By the way, Fitz loves getting out the fast starts. Valdez, we need this. In his first four games in 2012, he threw 12 touchdowns. 11 in the first three games in 2018.
That makes my pants tight.
The sort of start that we need for modern guy Fitz.
All right, let's go to Calvin.
Who do they have in week two and week three?
They have the Giants in week two and week three. They're at Buffalo.
They have to get off to a good start.
Shootout against Buffalo. That is a Ryan Fitzpatrick revenge game.
Here's what I love. how does he finish seasons?
Usually on the bench. Yeah,
that's a good, fair point.
He's still better than the draft we've had.
You know what?
That's the most important point.
Here's the beauty of Fitz here with the Washington football team. He doesn't have a top five pick breathing down his neck. He's got a guy who was taking graduate classes at ODU.
He's got a journeyman.
Okay? He's got Taylor Heineke and Kyle Allen. That's stiff. He's got a stiff and a guy who's barely been in the league on the bench behind him.
So it's going to be really sad when they bench him this year.
Well, he's not going to get benched because Ron Rivera is going to look down the bench at those dogs and say, well, Fitz is better. That's why we're paying you $10 million to be out there.
Yeah, let me just say this. Here's what's great about their schedule. It is a difficult schedule, but they have so many games there where people are just guaranteeing losses that I'm telling you they're going to steal a couple of those. They're going to beat a Buffalo, or they're going to beat an Atlanta, or they're going to beat a Green Bay. They're going to win one or two of those games. They're not just going to lose every game you think they're going to lose.
We'll see how it plays out. We'll talk NFL and probably some Washington football team with our next guest, Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus, next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.